6, Jason, Dick, and friends. It's time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Ascension Health. Nick will be with me today, of course. Avery Moore is here as well.
Yep.
Avery is performing again this weekend. Are all the shows sold out this weekend? I did the first shakedown of Avery Moore for tickets to her show, and she said, it's sold out. Leave me alone.
I'm pretty sure that the Paramount ones are, yeah.
Leave me alone. Okay.
But you can still come to my show.
Do we have all of that stuff over still at 101x.com, Nick? Is that
it's like two blogs ago, but we're definitely going to put it on today's.
Okay.
We'll probably do some social media heads up.
You remember for a while there, they were talking about Amazon drivers and how they were harsh work conditions and that they were having to pee in bottles in those trucks. Well, on Friday, Amazon was like, no, they're not. Nobody's peeing in the thing. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. You guys are actually peeing in the thing out there? Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry you don't get breaks.
So Amazon tweeted on Friday, quote, you don't really believe the peeing in bottles thing, do you? If that were true, nobody would work for us.
Like a gaslighting boyfriend.
And then later had to put out a public apology where they said, oh, okay, so yeah, some of the people are peeing in bottles. They said that they, quote, did not contemplate our large driver population, instead wrongly focused only on our fulfillment centers. So you're saying that nobody's peeing in bottles when you only monitor the people who work in your giant warehouse with many bathrooms?
Well, see, that was also a complaint about the fulfillment centers, that they were not getting bathroom breaks because then their numbers would fall.
Also, there aren't many bathrooms. Mm-hmm. They're like a mile away.
Yeah, oh, really?
So you get like 4 minutes to go to the bathroom, so you have to run.
So you know you're doing things right when you're like, oh, we got confused about which our employees can't pee story you're talking about.
Right.
You're talking about the factory workers. Yeah. You were talking about the drivers. The factory workers are getting run over by robots.
Yeah.
So that's their issue.
Getting run over by robots?
Because they have like the little robots that are sliding, going up and down, collecting packages and things.
Yeah.
Especially like the people that are doing the curbside at HEB, is that they replace those people with robots.
Right.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they do not good at, if you're trying to, you know, hustle, find a bathroom, they'll just run over your ass.
Well, I'll tell these factory workers, all right, you better, the survival of the fittest, baby, okay? That robot's taking your job.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to duck and weave, all right? Throw a spin move on that robot, be ready.
Just a spray bottle.
Just pee on the robot, short it out.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone.
Let's see. The Amazon said that the drivers do sometimes relieve themselves in bottles. Quote, they can and do have trouble finding restrooms. This has been especially the case during COVID when many public restrooms have been closed, end quote. Their solution is, hopefully you'll just forget about it. Quote, regardless of the fact this is industry-wide, we would love to solve it. We don't know how, but we will look for solutions, end quote. I mean, isn't the solution just take several stops off of their route?
Yeah.
Give them the time to stop.
Give them a less strenuous route.
The solution is make less money.
Well, right. Listen, make less
money. Or pay them more.
I know that man, why do I always got to be the guy who's siding with the big corporate giant? I'm not being that guy, just for the sake of argument. Let's say if you want your Amazon driver to have more cush work conditions, well, then you know what? You can't just see a giant bag of gummy bears and be like, I want that at my house tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
and be like, you know what? It's going to be a couple of days. How about that? How about it's going to be a couple of days before it gets to your house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you're going to pay for shipping this time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no. The answer is to have more drivers.
More drivers, and pay them more.
That's increasing your labor costs and instead of
I think old Jeff Bezos there can afford it. He makes $10,000 every like 5 minutes.
Again, I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure he like quadrupled his money in the last year in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, that he's at least made up what he lost in the divorce already. So like, yeah, it's fine. Like just.
He's the richest man in the world.
Maybe you don't get to go to space.
He's doing just fine.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
But they won't do that because they have stockholders and people don't care because they just see numbers.
Well, would you be aware? What if, would you be fine if, like when you, you decide on a Wednesday that you're going to be a pickleball player and that you want to start on Friday, all right? And so then you go and you order your pickleball stuff and it shows up your house and then just sits in the corner for 2.5 months while you're like, when am I going to start playing pickleball? But that's the thing. It's like, that's why everybody's all Amazoned out is because, you can order something that'll be at your house in a day.
Nobody goes to stores anymore.
Yeah.
But me... not needing my gummy bears, saying, oh, I'm happy with those just showing up here by Friday instead of Wednesday.
Just go to the corner store.
That doesn't affect it. It's because they are instead of cutting into their profits and their revenues and paying their stockholders and their, you know, corporate employees, they are just trying to maximize the efficiencies of whatever by just stressing out their drivers. It's just a shift in what your company is wanting to do. And look, I'm not necessarily blaming Amazon. Like, that's how you become Amazon, is by, you know,
by exploiting labor.
Every successful person has done something, either if not criminal, immoral, to get their way. I mean, look at college basketball that we've just done. Look at everything. Look at our elections. That's how you get ahead.
Man,
that's how you make money.
Man, somebody woke up woke Nick on a Monday morning. Golly, get
angry
out of here.
Woke.
Yeah, like I actually believed some of that this time. Like, so much of your virtue signaling, I'm like, oh, this is bull ass. But that one was pretty good. You had me there for a second.
I really identify with the underpaid peon workers.
Do you?
Just an affluent hill here trickling down.
I would recall some grave dancing that you were doing just recently. All right.
Yeah, I will grave dance on Jeff Bezos' grave too.
Oh my God.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
Jason Dick and Friends. Nick Avery with me today. And punk rock physicist tweets at Jason Dick AF says, leave it to Jason to dismiss recognizing that capitalist systems demand and require the exploitation of labor by bringing up wokeness in bad faith.
Word.
I knew when I was saying those things it was particularly going to rub you wrong, my man. So, yeah. Sorry about that. Let's just move on from that.
Just stick that under the rug.
There's plenty of fun things to come up on today's show. Easter drunkards, for some reason.
Oh, my gosh.
Did I tell you on Friday, Nick, I want to talk about roadkill?
Yes.
I got a very unrelatable roadkill take I'd like to present to you. But our friend Avery Moore is here. Oh, QMAC tweets at Jason Dick AF says, I'll never hear a We Are Blood commercial the same again.
We are blood.
Welcome back, Avery.
Thanks, homie.
And so, you know, last time we spoke last week, you were about to have your first show back, like in front of a live audience on a stage. That was Thursday at the Stateside. How'd it go?
It was fantastic. It was so fun. It was really nice to hear people laugh and not be on a computer screen with a bunch of comics muted, just like, or breathing heavily into their mics, chewing. you can't hear the audience on these Zoom shows, and you just hear the comics just like eating a burger, like sipping on a beer, or breathing.
Gotta stay sustained. That's
Yeah, I mean, as time went on, I think people got more and more lax on those shows. But being in a live performance space was pretty amazing. And having the opportunity to do the Stateside on my first show back was pretty sweet. But it's my friend Zach and Taylor's new show called Home Base. And it's all really great Austin comics. They're doing some renovations. So we had to hang out in the lobby and not in the dressing rooms, but the bar was out there. So after I was first, so I wasn't lit yet. But after my set, I was just like, whiskey. And then I went out afterwards and drank more whiskey. But I killed it, man. It was pretty good.
Good. Is it like riding a bike? Was there ever, you just get right back into it?
Yeah, it was super, like,
do you get nervous?
I do. I get really nervous. But once I get on stage, it kind of goes away, and I have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah. It was fun. I did the light at the base of the stage. I thought it was going to flash, and it didn't. It was just a sustained light. So I was like, am I done? I leave now?
That's how they tell you when your time is up?
Yeah, and okay. I completely broke and like yelled up to the top. I was like, should I leave? They're like, no, keep going. And I was like, okay. And I stepped back on stage and did another bit, and then I left. It was pretty good.
That's awesome. I'm glad that the things are happening again, and you got a couple of shows this weekend at the Paramount opening for Mark Norman. Is that right?
Probably
sold out?
I think they're sold out, yeah. And then I've got my new show on Wednesday at Long Play. That'll be the first Wednesday of every month. TNA at Long Play.
Right.
Taylor and Avery.
You mentioned you were first, so you weren't lit. What is your consumption the protocols? But do you have some beverages before you go on stage ever?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. I do love whiskey, so I, you know, if I'm late, which I don't like being late ever for shows, and I rush into the club, I'll just be like, shot! just slam a shot and then go on stage.
So hang on. If you're late, you stay take time to stop and have a whiskey. But if you're on time...
Yeah, like a cartoon. I just run in and I slam a jam and then I go on stage. It calms the nerves.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sure that adds up somehow, probably.
Well, I mean, it's not like I have to walk on stage, like enter the club and go direct. That has happened to me before once. So.
What is that?
I was late to a show in Houston, to a comedy festival, and I literally...
Just walked out of the audience and walked on
stage? No, I literally like pulled up and walked in the doors of the comedy club, and my friend was standing there with two shots of Jameson, and I took both of them and walked on stage, and I couldn't talk for a second. I was like, hello, hey, guys, I just got here from Austin.
Do you get people bring you drinks while you're in the middle of your act? Because I feel like
sometimes.
Some comedians, like, That seems to be a part of the thing, because either they just do, you know, bits on drinking or whatnot.
Yeah, I'm just very particular about what I drink. I don't I don't like soda, you know, and people are like, here's a whiskey Coke, and like, you know, or a beer that I hate.
Yeah.
And then you just got to pretend to drink it, you know.
Right.
But no, I usually just bring water on stage.
Also, because there's like a crazy creeper people out there now.
Yeah. It's like... not smart to accept drinks from a dark audience. From just a hand that extends.
Right, right.
Yeah, I usually just bring a water bottle on stage, though, because I get verklempt.
I found a Powerade on the ground on the golf course last weekend.
Oh. Did you drink it?
Was it open?
No, it was sealed up.
It's a pandemic.
Was it lemon lime?
No, it was blue.
Okay, but that's somewhat safer.
My friends were looking at me, they're like, what kind of a hobo forager are you? You just see a Powerade. I was like, somebody dropped a Powerade on the... You know what they charge for this? It's like $6 in the clubhouse, all right?
They dropped it off the drink cart?
I don't know where it came from.
Have some decency to take it home. That way you have plausible deniability that's like, oh yeah, I just bought this one. Like, save it for later. Don't drink it
thirsty.
Immediately.
Yeah, exactly. All right? Yeah. I needed aid for my power, all right? Okay. Power was aided after that.
It's better as vodka.
Yeah. Oh, I poured vodka into it, obviously.
Yes.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Fabian tweets at Jason, Dick, AF says, good morning, guys. I love hearing Avery back on this morning. Hopefully it can be a recurring thing. Love her morning energy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from.
I've been waiting for it to dilute. I remember my first couple of weeks doing this job, and I was like, yeah, I can get up early in the morning.
Just waiting for me to come in real grouchy.
And now I'm just like,
but if Jason had better morning energy, he would be trying to crush your morning energy.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Why would I do that? No, I'd like to. I spread the morning energy joy. That's what I would do. But I have none of that. I don't have any of that. So yeah, you had a comedy show on Thursday. Then it was your birthday on Friday, right?
It was my birthday.
Is it an oddly clustered time for birthdays right now? What happened 9 months ago? My birthday is November 19th, and I always write it. There are a bunch of birthdays around there I write off as Valentine's Day birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if I do the math right, that's when the fornicating happened for the November 19th babies. What happened 9 months ago right now? Because, yeah.
Summer.
My girl's birthday was the last week. Kenny Bumbleito's birthday is tomorrow. Avery's birthday was on Friday. Did you do it up?
I did.
As much as you can do things up these days?
Yeah. I just, me and a few friends went to my bar so that I could drink on the cheap.
Fair enough. The bar that you work at.
The bar that I work at, okay. Yeah.
Some people might think, oh, wow, Avery owns her own bar.
No, I don't own anything.
Yeah. I tried that once. It went terribly. I don't recommend it. Yeah.
I will not ever own a bar.
There's a boarded up shack in Dallas that has a lot of my money inside of it. Presumably it does not have any of my money in it because they ran out of that. But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I remembered I was talking about the tattoos that I wanted to get for my birthday.
Yeah.
and I posted on Facebook the day before. I said, hey, tomorrow's my birthday. Thinking about getting a wizard with some big knockers. If you want to Venmo me, you can. And I got $600.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It just kept rolling in.
For the
some of the listeners, too.
Wizard with knockers fund can reach $600.
$600. So yeah, I've got a design is happening right now. My buddy Matt's doing the design. I got an appointment with Dirty Charlie. And we're ready
Dirty
to go.
Dirty Charlie is the tattoo artist.
Tattoo artist, yes. Yeah.
Surely very sanitized and approved, but they just call him Dirty Charlie's.
Yeah.
Have you seen like a first draft of it?
No, I haven't.
Because I just pictured bigger. I said bigger.
We were discussing this last week that you were considering getting a birthday tattoo and a wizard with knockers. Again, it's an old man wizard with a long beard.
Yeah, but naked
from,
ladybug.
From the neck down is a woman and is naked.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, that was definitely the winner. Well, there were some other options in there as well. Somebody just sent in their own first draft.
Yeah.
I hope you showed that to Dirty Charlie and said, hey, this is,
here you go.
Just take this and run free.
Yeah, but it's happening.
Okay.
It's happening.
Where are you putting this thing?
Oh, just a whole half sleeve.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Does $600 get you a half sleeve now, or is that just the down payment?
No, that's...
I don't know how much tattoos cost.
Dirty Charlie hookup. That'll be good, and I can tip them real fat, you know.
All right. Dirty Charlie, all of these free plugs we're getting you, buddy. Let's hook some ink up for Avery, man.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends. Comic Avery Moore is with us again today. And we have a $25 Haymaker gift card. That was the first place that I met Avery and got embarrassingly drunk in front of her.
You told me you loved me.
I do love you.
I love you too, man.
But we're going to give you a chance to have a meeting like this of your own. When we play Let's Talk Talkies. All the intros are going out. Date and ruin now. Then we can talk about it. Let's Talk Talkies is our. What's funny? I was just recreating.
You nailed all the beats.
Our IMDb game, Avery. If you go to IMDb, you look up an actor or actress, it'll tell you the top three movies, sometimes television shows, that person is known for.
Uh-huh.
There's weird algorithms and others. Some people get to pick what they're known for. I don't know, whatever. We play a game. Nick is going to list us the top three. And then we will buzz in with our names when we think we know what actor that is. There's bonus points, negative points for wrong answers. So be careful when you're with your buzzing in there.
Okay.
And we each play on behalf of a listener. Cameron called first, chose Team Jason. April, you get Avery in her first time playing Let's Talk Talkies. You can do it, though, buddy. I believe in you.
Thank you.
All right. You understand the rules? Everybody good?
I understand.
Just buzz in when you're like, hey, I know who was in all of those things.
Okay.
And I have huge, huge gaps in my movie knowledge resume, so there's going to be plenty of opportunities, I think. And who knows? Maybe Nick made the game specially so that you could beat me.
I would never.
He disrespects the integrity of the game all the time.
You're waiting 10 years for Jason to tell me he loves me, but I would never do that.
I told you I love you a bunch of times, buddy.
But you always do it after I embarrassed myself or said something stupid on the radio. That's what you love.
That's when you need love the most. Okay, that's when
you're loving at me, not with me.
I'm not even sure what that means, but okay. All right, if you say so. All right, let's do it. What's the first one, Nick?
Les Miserables from 2012. The Theory of Everything, 2014. The Danish Girl, 2015.
Dick,
Jason.
I haven't seen any of these movies. Eddie Redmayne.
Yes.
I was going to say Russell Crowe.
Well, good
he
job.
Was this close to being the Danish girl.
Holding back on the thing. Eddie Redmayne. What did I just watch that he's in? Oh, the Trial of Chicago 7. That's okay. It's got Borat in it, so it's fun.
Yeah. I'm alive.
Yeah.
All I've seen is the
I would give anything for that character. What's his name? Just for if
he just in the pulled trial. Out a Borat line.
Yeah, if he just started being Borat in the middle and went on the stand and talked like he was Borat, that'd be awesome. Okay. 1-0. Still anybody's game. There's five of them, mate. We're going to the second one, Nick.
The Dark Knight from 2008. The Prestige.
Dick. Avery.
Jason.
Christian Bale.
Oh. No.
What? What? Wait, what?
Oh.
The Prestige from 2006.
You trying to trick me?
Nope.
Can I steal it?
Yeah.
You can.
Hugh Jackman?
No. The Cider House Rules, 1999.
All right, hold on. Now let's figure this out. The Dark Knight, you said?
Dark Knight, The Prestige.
Isn't The Prestige Christian Bale? I have not seen The Prestige.
Gary Oldman.
Nope.
I mean, we both lost a point here, so it's over. It's not Anne Hathaway. She's
what's the point of doing all those bloody push-ups if you can't even lift a beam off of you? Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Heath Ledger.
Let's go get you some supper.
Is it Taken?
No, it's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Oh, man.
He's right. Alfred, then he's Alfred in The Prestige, and then whatever Cider House Rules is about, I don't know.
Alfred in The Prestige?
He's Alfred in both.
He plays one of their...
He plays Michael Caine all the time.
One of their assistants, and so it's basically just Alfred, yeah.
You should have said Christian Children Bale of Men. I would have gotten it.
So you
it's
you,
Batman versus you
know
Wolverine.
You know what you're doing magic. There. Jerk.
We really boofed that one up.
Okay, so I'm back to zero. Avery's at negative one.
It's the rare both double negative.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
let's just try
okay.
and finish out of the red, Avery. I think that's a good goal.
That's my goal.
Okay, what's number three, Nick?
The Nutty Professor, 1963.
Oh, you are trying to curveball.
The King of Comedy. 1982.
Avery? Jerry Lewis?
Yes.
Wow. Well played.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
So you can get a bonus point now, Avery, if you name the third Jerry Lewis thing. Because he only told you two things that he was known for. Jerry Lewis is known for. So you say in The Nutty Professor and then a little pause from 1963.
Because you thought it was going to be Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you're trying to get me to buzz in and say Eddie Murphy immediately. I
know. It was
not just you.
I'm drawing a blank.
I'll take anybody fall into my little trap. What'd you say?
I said I'm drawing a blank.
Oh.
Is that a pass?
Yeah, it's a pass.
Okay.
He did a film called The Ladies' Man.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't think is related to the Saturday Night Live bit at all.
Okay, let's just proceed as if this is going really well.
That's fine.
Not that lazy. Okay, back to 0-0.
All right.
Going to the fourth one, Nick.
Rush Hour 2 from 2001. Rush Hour, 1998. Silver Dick. Jason.
Chris Tucker.
Yes.
Didn't say Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
did
so
get
you
out
silver linings playbook.
Yeah.
Which is not Friday, not Element.
The Fifth Element?
Yes.
Chris Tucker is excellent in Silver Linings Playbook. I would consider that one of the more redeemable parts of a movie that I think is overrated.
But his signature
Take
role
that.
Is
Ruby definitely
Rod. David
yeah, it's definitely Fifth
Russell.
Element.
What's I mean, Friday is most iconic, but yeah.
All right, 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken a lead, but anything can happen here on the
anything
last one.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, we got it. Nick?
Trainwreck, 2015.
Dick.
Jason.
Amy Schumer.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That's a joke stealer.
Is she a joke stealer?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I'm not involved. I did not know
She's
that.
A famous comedian. So.
Yeah.
What is it? All famous comedians
Everybody
steal
steals
jokes? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah.
Except for me, I'm a true original.
All right, then.
No offense. I just think that sports are stupid, and anyone who likes them is just like a lesser person.
Is that something she said?
A small intellect.
That's from Trainwreck.
Oh, okay.
I can get two bonus points, not that they're
You'll
necessary.
Never will.
I'm never going to get them?
No.
So it's not going to be inside Amy Schumer? I love that show. What's the football hometown?
Friday night.
Football town lights?
Something like that, yeah.
Friday Night Lights.
But she does a parody of it. This new coach moves to town, small Texas town. He's the new football coach, but he's got a controversial stance. He says his players aren't allowed to do any raping.
How are they going to blow off steam after a big win?
Yeah. No, how are they going to celebrate after a big win or blow off steam after they lose? Yeah, the town is quite upset about his no raping policy. It's fun. Amy Schumer drinks a giant glass of wine. So that's not in there. Okay, give me I Feel Pretty and Amy Schumer live at the Apollo.
Wow, I Feel Pretty is in there, but Snatched It's where it's her and Goldie Hawn, and they get kidnapped, and their mother-daughter thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I like Goldie Hawn.
I'm impressed you got I Feel Pretty. I was like, there's no way.
I know the Amy Schumer things, all
Inside
right?
Amy Schumer's fourth.
That's my homegirl. What happened? Cameron, we win. Congratulations. You're going to Haymaker, April.
Sorry,
we got a prize
April.
For you, too.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.